we have some wonderful young friends who have consented to come around and be special guests on some of the shows that we're doing around the area this week. And they weren't originally scheduled to be on this show, but they showed up anyway, and we would love to present them to you because they're just some of the most wonderful musicians. They are both multiple-time Grand National Master Fiddle Champions of the Galaxy.
Universe, Galaxy, the whole bit.
And they're just such excellent musicians that we're really happy to have them.
The younger brother of the two won the Weezer contest 3 years in a row and was not allowed to compete anymore, so his older sister won it that next year.
Yeah. And they decided to let him back in, they won it again. So, we'd like to bring in, Tashina and Tristan Claridge. The Claridge Factor has arrived. I first met these two at a fiddle camp, Mark O'Connor's fiddle camp for fiddlers. She may have figured that out. This was about 10 or 11 years ago. And
not true. We met them in the front row of many of our concerts when they were 11.
Oh, no, he was like 9.
Oh, okay.
And this was the first time I think I'd ever met.
12 years ago.
Something. Yeah, he was tiny. He was much smaller than that cello at the time. He was still winning contests. And now he's almost gone, you know, gone beyond winning contests. It doesn't seem to have hurt his playing much, which is really amazing. Tashina is extremely well. Anyway, we're just gonna play some music. How about that? Let's try that.
No, that hair has never been cut, folks. We're gonna do a really absurd piece by another Brazilian piece by the from the great Choro tradition down there.
Yeah, this is kind of a musical movie. It's one of the reasons we like to play it. It's it tells a story, a real story. It's program music, folks, and it tells a story about a fellow named Andre, who was. Like all good Brazilians, is really into dressing well and going out in the evening and showing off his duds. And one of the things that I know one person has been to Brazil out there. How many people have been down there? Anybody been to Brazil from here? Oh, we got a couple of people. Yeah. Okay. You bought shoes, right? Because one of the things that you do when you go to Brazil is to buy shoes. And there are shoes to be had in Brazil, which could be the, you know, some of the nicest booking shoes that you might ever wear. And so Andre has had his eye on this certain pair of shoes, actually, in the shoe store for a long time, and he's finally saved up money to get them, and he's very excited about this because, you know, it's an event, you know, when you go out, you get an article of clothing, and then you get to show it off. And he's totally committed to these shoes, actually. The old shoes are in the dumpster at the back of the shoe store already, and his new shoes are on his feet, and he's about halfway down the block, and that's where we're going to join Andre in this tune, actually. We're going to join Andre as he makes the, you know, he experiences the realization that perhaps buying these new shoes was the most painful decision he ever made in his life. Andre is immersed, in fact, in a world of pain.
Fashion is pain.
Pain is these shoes, and the shoes are fashion, so it's a vicious...
This is a lot shorter than the rap.
Vicious circle. So, anyway, we're going to join Andre in the middle of his first... he's an emotional guy, and he doesn't mind expressing himself, and so...
We will express it for
Andre, initially on the instrument, perhaps best suited to express pain.
Yes.